The winter storm that will bring nearly a foot and a half of snow could cause power outages, travel delays, and backaches as people dig out. Clinton County Director of Emergency Services Eric Day says he's concerned because it is the first winter storm of the year and the first substantial storm in a couple of years.
They're talking about some high winds. You know, if there were snow or ice buildup or something on power lines and high winds, then we might have electrical outages. Always concerned about that. I think the county highway crews and the town, the city, and the state DOT, I think they're all geared up and ready. It's just a matter of folks giving those crews some time on the road to do what they do best, and within probably a couple of days, things will be back to some semblance of normal.
Green Mountain Power finished restoring power on Christmas Eve to customers that lost electricity following a severe windstorm that hit parts of Vermont last Friday. Spokesman Jeremy Baker says they started preparing for the winter storm late on Christmas Day.
The weather forecast has us somewhat concerned. When it's in regards to snow, there's a couple of things that we look at very closely. The moisture content of the snow as it falls, the temperatures, along with any accompanied winds. And the winds right now seem to be approaching the 50-mile-an-hour predicted model, and that's going to be somewhat troublesome for us. And also, this snowstorm will, according to the forecast anyways, provide us with some pretty deep accumulations. It will slow down our crews.
The Albany County Airport Authority operates the Albany International Airport. Director of Public Affairs Doug Myers says their snow teams began 12-hour shifts at 3 p.m. Wednesday that will last until the storm clears the area.
Right now we're looking at anywhere from 5 to 9 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Snow, however, is not the problem. We can deal with snow. Ice is the big problem. We have to deal with removal of the ice, and we do that through chemical treatment. The object is to keep the runway open, not only for the aircraft that are coming into Albany and leaving Albany, but in the event there's an aircraft emergency. We have a lot of flights that come into Albany as the port in the storm, if you would. We have to be open for those aircraft as well as any medical emergencies that may take place in the air. But we're ready to go, and we'll see what happens.
Burlington International Airport Operations Specialist Patrick Sharrow says their snow crews do not anticipate any major problems.
We've got some new equipment in the last couple years that has given us the ability to really stay ahead of the curve. We've only had to close our runway down a total of 1 hour in the last 2 years. For a Northeast Snowbelt airport, that's a pretty good accomplishment. And a lot of times during a storm of this nature, Burlington is able to keep our runways and our taxiways open and clear of snow, and it's more of an issue of how other airports in the airspace system are working. And it's really looked so far like a standard storm that we're very used to dealing with. It's just another day in the life of an airport operator in Vermont.
Officials are cautioning that the forecast snowfall, which could exceed 1 inch per hour, will make travel dangerous, and individuals should only travel in an emergency during the storm. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.